This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine a friend who never leaves your messages unread. The blue check marks are always on and your phone calls are always picked up on the first ring. Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib means the one who responds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls himself Al-Mujib in the verse where he says, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. So ask forgiveness of him and then repent to him. Indeed, my Lord is near and responsive in Surah Hud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. And Noah had certainly called us, and we are the best of responders. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He's the only one who responds to us. Like, who else responds to us? Allah says in Surah An-Naml, أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And who is the one who responds to the desperate when they call upon him? And who else removes evil and makes you inheritors of the earth? Is there an ilah? Is there a deity other than Allah? Little do you remember. There are some names that are considered to be keys of every other name. And this is one of them. This is one of those keys. So I want you to write down, under the name Al-Mujib, I want you to write down key. Highlight that word. Because whenever you and I are looking to call upon someone, whenever you're going through your contact list on your phone, if you need something from someone, then you're always looking for two qualities. The first quality is this person able to do what I'm looking for? Number two, the second quality is, are they actually going to respond? Like, we all know people on this earth, with one wire transfer, they could make us financially comfortable for the rest of our lives. They could be billionaire tycoons, they could be royalty, they could be celebrities, they could be athletes. But have you ever messaged them online? Have you ever sent them a DM on social media and said, hey, good morning, Mr. Money or Mrs. Money or Abu Mal, could you please send me a few million dollars? No, you haven't. And the reason is clear, because you wouldn't expect for them to respond. You know, the expectation of response directly inspires the desire to ask. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls himself the responder, Al-Mujib, it is because he is inviting you to ask. So the question is, do you ask? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ. When my servants ask you about me, then I am near. I am immediately near. I respond to the call of the caller when they call upon me. You know, someone who I benefited greatly from in dua is Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif. In the topic of dua, Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif rahimahullah. He was the founder of Al-Maghrib. And he combined things in him that I hadn't seen combined in a person before. You know, he memorized the Quran at the age of 10 years old. And that's wonderful and a great honor, but it's not something that I've never seen before. There are lots of children, mashallah, throughout the world, in the hundreds, if not thousands, in any city in the Muslim world, or in the world really, that have memorized the Quran. And then he went on to the University of Medina and he studied Islamic law. He became a sheikh, you know, in his 20s for him to do that. But that's also something that many people do. But in those 20s, he came back to the United States and founded a nonprofit educational institute. He called it Al-Maghrib. And this organization by now has benefited hundreds and thousands of students learning Islam. The video that you're watching right now is part of that legacy of Al-Maghrib. And now you're entering into the world of unique and special, because for anybody to have a da'wah project that has that level of global impact, I mean, that's very unique. You know, having hundreds of volunteers and thousands of students, hundreds of thousands of students is an incredible accomplishment. It's an incredible accomplishment. And then he creates a company called Discover You that benefits thousands of people in the self-development realm. And not only that, but most people, when they have, you know, all of these projects, they're very busy. You know, that's why they call business busyness. And yeah, he seemed like someone who was always incredibly free all the time. He was a master at creating systems and delegation and giving people the ability to grow into their roles and become superstars in their roles. May Allah have mercy on him. So he's become someone who's very successful both in deen and dunya and at the highest levels. And so this combination of talents and success I hadn't seen before. So I remember I had traveled to Toronto to meet him at a seminar that he was teaching. And we were taking a bus to Niagara Falls. But it was a bunch of us on the bus, and I was waiting for the seat next to him to become empty. So I slipped in as soon as it was. I sat down next to him and I said, Sheikh, you know, if you don't mind, I have a quick question to ask you. And he said, sure. And I said, you know, what's the secret to your success? And without hesitation, he says, dua. And I immediately thought to myself, like, I did not come all the way here to hear an answer that my mom could have given me in my kitchen. You know, my mom could have told me dua. So then I said to him, what is it after dua? Is it that you take action? And he goes, what? I said, is it that you take action? And then he says to me something that was worth the trip. And I want you to write this down. He said, dua is action. And I'm still not getting it. I'm like, yeah, but most people make dua. And he was like, no, most people don't make dua. And he said this to me. He said, and if they do make dua, they make dua without focus. If you ask yourself right now, in the past week, the past month, how many du'as have you sat down and actually made? Most people, dua is just something that's very ritual. If they make dua, it's رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً another one. And they get up after the salah. But he made dua like he believed that if Allah says yes, then it doesn't matter who says no. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says no, it doesn't matter who says yes. So ask yourself that question, you know, how do you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like really make dua to Him. How many problems do you have in your life? How many goals, how many dreams? And you may have someone that you talk to regularly about those goals or those dreams. It could be a parent or a spouse or friends or a coach or mentor. But do you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about these things? You know? And so he would approach Allah with that intensity in his dua, that conviction in his dua. And years later, he would launch a program called Visionaire. May Allah have mercy on him, that taught thousands of people how to make dua and how to approach dua and how to be inspired in making dua. Allah responds to you. He called himself the responder. But the question that you have to ask yourself is, do you respond to Allah? You know that verse that I quoted earlier? There's a beautiful subtlety about it. There's a beautiful gem within it. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He responds to the questions that the companions asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran with a specific formula. Allah says, they're asking you about X, tell them why. You find it verses like when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they're asking you about wine and gambling. Say in it is great sin and some benefit, and its sin is greater than its benefit. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ They're asking you about the soul. Say, الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي Say that the soul is part of the command of my Lord. وَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا You haven't been given from knowledge except for little. They're asking you about as-sa'ah. They're asking you about the hour. Say, the formula in some 13 places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they're asking you about X, O Muhammad, say, قُلْ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ They're asking you about this, say, قُلْ That's the formula. The only time where that formula is broken is in that verse that I quoted, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي If my servants ask you about me, Allah does not say, He does not say, قُلْ O Muhammad, tell them. He says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب I am immediately near. Because the companions had asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, أَرَبُّنَا بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِيهِ Is our Lord far from us, so we call out to Him? Or is our Lord close to us, so we converse privately with Him? Like, tell us about Allah. Is He far from us, or is He close to us? And so Allah says, when my servants ask you about me, He doesn't tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ He says, فَإِنِّي The fa in Arabic indicates immediacy. It means, I am immediately near. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ Allah does not want any intermediary to be between you and Him, even if that intermediary is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. He responds to you. You need to respond to him and believe in him. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, إِنِّي لَا أَحْمِلُ هَمَّ الْإِجَابَةِ I am not concerned about the response to my dua. My concern is whether I make dua in the first place because I know that the response will come with it. So the homework from this session is that to make sure that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you ask Him for the big like you ask Him for the small, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the responder and He loves for you to call upon Him.